holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right. Welcome back. We're going to pick up again. We've been talking about being strengthened by God. And so last week we ended on John 15 and 7 saying, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, whatever you will ask or whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. Whatever you just ask it. But you have this. These are the prerequisites, though. You have to abide in God, and God's words have to be in you so that when you ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you. You have to abide in God. We have to abide in God. And then God's words have to abide in us. And so whatever we ask or wish, and it shall be done for us. It'll be done for us. But if you don't abide in God and his words are not in you, you really can't ask God for anything. Because at that point, you're a sinner. And sinners don't pray. Sinners can't pray. Sinners, matter of fact, God don't hear the prayers of sinners. So they can't ask God for anything. You see that? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. That means you can't do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 4 and 5. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency comes from God. If you're going to be sufficient, it's going to come from God, not you, not me. You can listen to me all day. You can put on all the broadcasts in a row for years. You can put them up and it don't mean anything. It don't mean anything. All sufficiency comes from God. I can't make you sufficient. I can't. 2 Corinthians again, such is the confidence that we have through Christ towards God. So through forgiveness towards God, Christ, the Spirit to God, that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. We can't claim any of that, but our sufficiency comes from God. Let's go to John 15, 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. You can't make anything. You can't get any fruit unless you abide in Christ. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Sinners can't do anything. Only the believers can do. Only the believers can obey God to get. God can. Listen, let's just read again. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. You can't do anything unless you abide in him. I am the vine. That's Jesus. He said, I'm the vine. You are the branches. We're the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We can't do anything if we walk away from God. We can't. You walk away from Christ, you can't do anything. You can't do a thing. You can sit there and try to talk yourself into a frizzy, talk yourself into go to a psychiatrist, let them lay you on a couch and you guys can talk all day and feel good when you come out of there. But listen, if you walk away from God, you can do nothing. He is the branch. He has all the nutrients. He has all the nutrients. And if we walk away from him, we can do absolutely nothing. Isaiah 45, 24. Only in the Lord shall it be said of me, our righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who were incensed against him. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength. So righteousness and strength is only in the Lord. Righteousness and strength. Our righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who are incensed against. If you listen, if you're incensed against the Lord, you're just going to be ashamed. And it's going to be really bad. That's what it talks about in the last of the judgment. When you have nothing to say to the Lord because you're guilty, that's when you'll be ashamed. I thought I did this and I thought I did that. I did this in your name, Lord, and I believed and I did that. And really, you didn't. You'd be ashamed. You're faking. So there are a lot of people who won't come to God, and there are those who are faking coming to God. And when you fake coming to God, that's just like not coming to him. And you'll be ashamed because all strength and all righteousness is in the Lord. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength. Only in the Lord. Only in the Lord is there righteousness and strength. And to him that come and shall come and be ashamed are all who were incensed against him. Those who put him up on that cross are going to be ashamed one day that they did that. They died, and a lot of them died and was glad that they did it. But when they rise up, because, you know, regardless if you're a sinner or not, everybody gets risen from the dead. One group goes to be with the Lord. Another group goes to be judged. And that group that's judged goes to hell. They were incensed against them. And that's that, man, when they realize what they've done, they're going to be upset. And they were never strengthened, because only strength comes in the Lord. And if we have the Lord in us, then we can have strength. But our strength comes from him. Our strength comes from him, not ourselves, nobody else. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. And so because that is, we don't wait on anybody else. We don't wait on anybody else but God. Nothing else matters. We only hear what God has to say. Don't nobody give us no insight. Nobody goes and tells us what to do according to God. The Spirit is going to tell us what we need to know about God and what we need to do. But people don't want to be strengthened by God. They want to be strengthened by voting. They want to be strengthened by some kind of government program. Somebody's giving them some kind of government insurance or something like that. But all strength comes from God. All of it comes from God. We can't look to people to get strength. There are a lot of people who marched all over the world, but that don't give strength. Strength comes from God. It comes from God. They can march all they want. They can protest. They can do everything they want. But until God is with them, they will not have the strength that they're looking for. Because when you get the strength from God, it's going to be the correct kind of strength. And that kind of strength, the gates of hell won't prevail against it. There was a time when righteous people would protest, But now it's not righteous people protesting. It's just anybody's protesting. If they don't agree with it, they just protest against it. Trying to get strength in numbers, trying to get strength in likes and using hashtags to get a following, because they don't want to wait on the Lord. They want to get their own following. All strength comes from God. You're not going to get it from nowhere else. You're not going to get any kind of strength from nowhere else. It's not coming. We can only do things through Christ who strengthens us. Only Christ is the one who can strengthen us. We can't get no strength from no man nowhere else, or no woman from nowhere else. If God be for you, who can be against you? If God is with you, it don't matter who tries to fight against you. That's where the strength is. And we need that kind of strength in our homes and in our families. But most people don't want that strength. They don't want that strength. They don't want that strength because that means now they have to be righteous and they have to be holy in order to have that strength. And so in order to have some kind of strength and bypass being holy and bypass God and bypass being full of the Holy Ghost when you speak, no, they'll go and get a hashtag and promote the hashtag and play on people's feelings to try to get things done. That's not the strength we need. In dealing with people, you need a spiritual strength, because people are fickle today. You'll get the strength of people today and then and then they'll leave you tomorrow. But what did God say? I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so if God won't leave you nor forsake you, you always got a way to tap into some strength. But people don't want it. People don't want it. We live in a day and time where people just want God for what they want him for when they want him, and then get mad when he don't show up because he didn't move when they wanted him to move. See, that God's strength don't work like that. If you want God's strength, you have to be holy and obey God in order to get his strength. That's what this is. You can't get strength from God from the devil. The devil don't want you to have the strength of God. You know why? Because if he sees that you have the strength of God, he knows that he's defeated already. And so if you have the strength of God in your family and in your house, the devil can't come into your house and take your children. The devil can't come into your house and take your spouse. The devil can't put your children on drugs when you got the strength of God in that house, because you're teaching those children about God and you're teaching those children about what God has said. Because if God is in you and his word, if we're in God and his word is in us, then we will be strengthened. But until then, we're susceptible to all kind of failure.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.